So you can rightly divide the word of truth. And when the enemy comes to bring you something else, you say, no, that's not me. I'm born again. Those of you who are filled with the Spirit, I'm filled with the Spirit and I'm righteous. Shout that. So I'm righteous. God made me righteous. See, living holy is what we choose. But being righteous is what we are. Living holy is what we choose. Being righteous is what we are. And that's what God has made us. We are walking in His blessings right now. No matter what the situation, no matter what the outward situation seems to be. Therese said it the other day. He said, faith is steadfast and steady. It's right down there. It's not going to move. The word is steadfast and steady. It's not going to move no matter what goes on in your life. It's not going to move. Remember talking to somebody a few years back, and they were in and out, up and down, just going all kind of stuff going on. And talking to me, I said, I'm right here. I said, I haven't been anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. When you leave, I'm here. When you come back, I'll still be here. And that's where you've got to come with the word of God. You've got to make this decision in your heart. I'm blessed. I'm the righteousness of God. Jesus Christ is my Savior. He paid a high price for my salvation to set me free. And whom the Son sets free. Say, that's me. Say, I'm free. Look at your neighbor and say, I am free. It's free indeed. So he paid that expensive price, which is his own blood, for me. I can't belittle that. I can't put it down. So I would encourage you to take the word of God, because the word of God is profitable for correction too. You know, I was building up to something. And you'll see in a minute, from this moment, according to my time, 1101, forward is the rest of your life. Say that, from this moment, forward is the rest of my life. So the past is over, I'm forgiven, and I move forward with God. Now the one who hasn't sinned cast the first stone. Jesus said that when they caught the woman in the very act of adultery. He said, now you that are without sin, cast the first stone. And they slowly started leaving one by one. And I have to make this introduction because of what I have to say today. And as I said, I've known for like 2 weeks that I had to minister today. And if you know how the Lord, you know a little bit of how the Lord deals with me. And he was just quiet. Quiet, I'm praying. I can't even study scriptures for a sermon. Praying. So he told me yesterday morning, he said, you know, we've got your back. So I've had 15, 20, or two dozen different titles and different lessons. Because every time I hear something, oh, that would be good to teach. That would be good to preach. So I was lying in bed this morning and woke up early, got up, and yesterday, I think it was a Friday one, I picked up this notebook and just read a little bit on it. I said, when I have time, I'm going to go back and read that and see what it said. It's one of my journal entries. But anyway, shorten the story. Y'all know you want to have that Cora Jones spirit on me so we get out early. Say hallelujah. Say, I will give God time to do what he needs to do. Jaleel, can you run up here a minute? I'm not going to embarrass you. I just want you to run up here a minute, and I'm going to let you go right back to your seat. Jaleel turned 18 on January 14th. That's our baby. Amen. Grown lady now. If you just stand here a minute, and as soon as I read this part, then I'm going to let you go back to your seat. You can stand right there. Okay, so this notebook, which a journal, the Lord said, go get it. I'm studying. He said, go get the notebook. That's what you're going to do. So this is 4 a.m., January 1st, 2000. And I, good morning, Father. Good morning, Cora, as we always do. And I wrote, all is well. The baby and mother are well. Jeff just called at 2:45 to say they are on their way to the hospital for Quayla to have her baby. This baby. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to see how far back this message is. And I have shared this one other time, I know, since then. So I'm not picking on you. God picked on me too. Some of the things have to be changed because this was 2000. A lot of things have changed at CFC since then. So if I blunder a little bit and stop a little bit, try to get it up to date, that's okay. But the word of God is steady. That's what I want you to see. The word of God is steadfast. I can do whatever I want to do or not do whatever I don't want to do. The word of God is still the same. It's still steadfast. It's still the same. I was looking back at the church organization and foundational material, and back in 1983, 4, 5, and 6. And I was just looking, and in that, it talked about something we had to turn in, and it said, the people who are tithing that give more than a certain percentage of the total income, we need a list of those names. Jerry Hardwick, your name was on there in 1986. And many others. Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When I said that, he reminded me of something else that I need to say. And then I'm going to my word, and I'm be like Landrus. I'm going to my seat. That was a good word, Landrus. What are you going to do? When you know that you know that you know the word of God, decide to choose the word. And as I read some of this, and I said, oh, my God, because I read some of my other journal entries. You told me that back in 2000. That's all I'm going to say. But, you know, many of you still don't know how CFC really, really got started. And it's a lot that you don't know and a lot we haven't told and a lot we need to tell and will. But some people just do, and that's the way they are. And that's my sister Ruby. Stand up, girl. Stand up. I know she does not like for you to recognize her for anything. You can sit down. See? I didn't have to tell her. We drove all the way to Chicago to celebrate her birthday and to encourage her when her husband was sick. And after my brother had died and she had taken care of him. And wrote the pastor a letter and told him, I understand being a pastor. He said, we don't usually do this, but we're going to recognize her. And he said, Miss Ruby Moore, will you stand? He said, where is she? We're all standing now. Where is she? Amen. But I just want to give flowers while she's living. It won't do any good if I live her. And she told me, I'm not going first. My friend, Earlene, I think, maybe three of her brothers have passed and one sister. And the brother didn't realize what he was saying. He was saying, now some of you girls going to have to hurry up and go. In other words, catch up with the boys. But she had a lot to do with the founding of this church. She was one of the ones that introduced us to Kenneth Hagin, gave us Kenneth Hagin material. Very first camp meeting we went to in 1978, we get in the car to leave and money in the vehicle from her. And the story goes on and on. But I just want to encourage her to let you know we appreciate all that you have done and all that you still do. Amen. All the churches around here, all the relatives around here, the Lord has led her to come here. We can shout hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.